Hello and welcome to Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron.
Hello and welcome to Toxic. I'm Ashley.
Sometimes, like, the faster is just the funnier in my mind.
And just, like, we have to get it done before the computer's, like, your mic's not working. Period. Like, we're trying to beat the computer, guys.
Well, like,
and, like, you guys, if you grew up, like, playing video games and playing against the computer, you know that that's hard.
Yeah. Oh, remember what we were talking about yesterday?
No. Period.
We were talking about when we were listening to the radio.
The radio rocks.
The radio rocks. We had to listen to the radio, but we... Who's calling in still for the radio request?
I have a conspiracy theory that it's actually... They force every employee to call in. At least they have to do 3 call-ins per week, and they have to use different voices, and they have to be from different cities.
They said, hey, I'm Janice from Compton.
She said, hi, I'm Mary Lou from Alabama, and I want to hear Usher. Well, no, you don't.
Yeah. We're like, who are these people?
No, like, no. Z100, how they do, like, the top, that's what I was listening to, because I had to drive the moving truck around all day yesterday, too, like, just to work. Willie said, see you in the big body. I was dying. It's fucking embarrassing. But, like, just listening to the radio, and it's fun to not know what's coming on next.
It was fun driving home.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, I like all the songs I play on the radio. Those are usually the only songs I like anyway.
But they were playing We Were Dying. The exact playlist that, because then we said, oh, it's DJ AI.
It's DJ AI because there's, like, I would say probably 20 songs that every single DJ mashes up together.
Yeah.
And it's like, Run It by Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Like a Bruno Mars, Neo.
It's Neo.
Let Me Love You.
No, that song is
that
always
was good.
That was pretty good. That song is always in the mashup.
Yeah, DJ AI.
DJ AI.
They don't have DJs anymore.
No. And that's even, like, I wouldn't be surprised if even maybe the phone calls are AI.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't believe that real humans are calling into the radio anymore. I just don't.
No, I think
with requests,
I think AI came for DJ's job first.
First, they were actually the first industry to get rid.
And the only real DJs are in Vegas, like real life.
DJ Pauly D.
Diplo.
Marshmello.
Zed.
Yeah.
Why? There are a lot. Like, that's enough DJs.
No, that's a lot.
I think
DJs.
That's enough.
That's for the whole world. I think so.
I think that's enough. What was I just gonna say about AI DJs? They used to call me DJ EJ back in the day.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Playlists. What was I going with that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, shoot. It was such a good thought, too.
I hate when that happens. Maybe it'll come back to you.
Yeah. Well, I think we should bring back the radio.
I liked it.
Hot take.
I just like how it's the same 20 songs.
I think kids should have to listen to the radio to understand that, like, you can't always listen to the song you want to listen to. It teaches you patience.
No, and it teaches you that, like, you don't always have choices. you just don't.
Yeah.
You don't always have choices. We had a camp yesterday at Legends, and, like, I'm just, like, keeping it real. I don't normally run, like, the youth camps.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but it's something I need to get used to doing because I will be doing all of that for the storm.
Yeah.
Like, all ages. So, like, yeah. I just need to, like, touch grass and bring myself down to earth again.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget that, like, one thing about little kids, they're going to pout. They're going to pout. They're going to throw little temper tantrums when they lose.
Yeah.
They're going to borderline cry when they lose. And, like, same. I used to be the same way. I hated losing, so I'd almost, like, cry.
Yeah.
They get mad at each other when, like, one kid isn't listening and, like, that's why they're losing. Like,
yeah.
And so it's just, I'm a big proponent of just, like, it's okay to be hard on kids sometimes.
Okay.
Because, like, sports, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
In sports, I just have talked to so many parents lately about how they really put their kids in sports to teach them life lessons.
Mm.
Like, teach them that it is okay to lose. It is okay to, like, not see success right away. It's okay to fail.
Yeah.
It's okay to... Like, team sports are... I kept saying that yesterday because this one boy was getting... He was, like, the oldest at camp. But he was on a team with, like, a kindergartner because they were just doing, like, fun kid games.
Yeah.
He kept getting mad at the kindergartner because he didn't understand. He was like, ugh, stop. And I finally, like, looked at him. I was like, hey, man, he's in kindergarten. What grade are you in?
Yeah.
And he was like, ugh, I'm about to be 11. And I was like, okay, so He's five.
Yeah.
You have twice as much life experience as him. Relax.
No, twice as much.
And he just like looked at me. I was like, could you imagine if you were doing it wrong and then I was talking to you the way you're talking to him? And he was just
That's
like,
a good lesson.
He was like, well, no. And I was like, okay, so just like relax, dude.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I was like, his brain is firing so hard right now, or not at all. He's five.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just breathe, dude. He was like, but we're losing because he's not paying attention. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay to, I was like, are you going to die if you lose today? Are we good?
Yeah.
He was like, I just hate losing. I was like, I know, but like, it's okay.
I mean, losing does suck.
Yeah. It was just like, I forget that like that's basically like tying this back to your previous email.
Yeah.
That's how like circling back. I think that's how you guys phrase it. Circling back to our previous conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need to be forced to listen to radio to understand that they don't have choices.
Mm-hmm.
And like, sometimes you need to listen to a shitty song.
Sometimes you do. And you know what? You learn every word and you sing it.
With your whole fucking bussy.
You still sing it.
I will sing U2 with my entire push. Because
U2?
U2 used to come on the radio all the time.
Oh.
I feel like...
You mean when they put it on our iPhones?
They were always on the radio too.
It wasn't it U2 though they put on
of
our
course,
iPhones?
They forced it on us.
That was weird.
And now they're like in the sphere. U2 low-key plants.
Yeah, that is an industry plant.
That's industry plant vibes. Like, why did they do that?
Have you ever heard people walking around like, U2's my favorite band?
No, not ever. Never.
Do you think those are people older than us?
Yeah. Hmm. But like, never have I ever.
But then I'm thinking, okay, maybe my sister's age, but she doesn't like U2.
What is the band that your sister like really fucking hates?
She hates them. My sister doesn't hate like a lot of things.
No, it's
but
like funny.
With a passion.
She like hates Will Ferrell. And like somebody, something else. Like it's the band. She like, there's a band that she like really hates.
I know.
And I can't think of it, but it's like a cliche band like that. Like
it's not like, is it Dave Matthews? No.
I mean, she might not like them either, but it's not,
there's,
that's not
yeah,
the one I'm thinking of.
There is another
it,
one
It like
she hates.
Gives Maroon 5, but I know that that's no. not it either. It's like a boy, it's like a group and she literally hates them.
Yeah, but it's a random
No, that
group.
Shit's so funny to me.
Yeah, she, like, when we bring it up, she'll get so mad. And my sister does not get mad about
no.
anything in the
She's
world.
She's like, change the song. Like, okay, like, the radio's on.
Yeah, the fact that she doesn't like Will Ferrell is so weird because we have
me.
The exact sense of humor. And it is the one thing we disagree on. And I always...
I don't know anybody besides your sister who doesn't think Will Ferrell's funny. Like, swear to God.
It's bizarre. I'm like, so you're telling me we laugh at every single thing the same, but we'll watch Elf and you will not laugh?
It's freaky.
It doesn't make sense.
Especially Elf.
It doesn't make sense. Or Step Brothers. I laugh so hard at that movie.
Old School?
Old School.
Frank
Talladega
the Tank?
Nights. Anchorman.
No.
Does he have the best comedy movies?
Catalog? Yeah. By far.
I think so too.
I think Will Ferrell might have the top movie catalog, like by far.
I was listening to Heather McMahon's podcast, and she is one of the funniest comedians.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I don't know if, did you listen to her podcast this week?
Not this week.
Her show didn't get picked up on.
Oh my God.
I know. And she was talking about how nobody wants comedies anymore, and she wants a comedy, because, you know, movies nowadays, they'll say it's comedy, but it's this kind of dark comedy.
Yeah.
Or she'll be like, someone has to die and have cancer, and then someone like farts, I think she says, and it's a comedy. And she's like, I want a comedy similar to Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
They don't make movies like that anymore. That's so true. Like Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura,
mm-hmm.
The
like
Mask.
Like a comedy.
Like, those are like funny ass movies that are dumb.
That's
They're
a comedy,
dumb.
Though.
Like Superbad.
Yeah.
That's a comedy.
What do you think is the last comedy that was made?
Comedy?
Movie.
It might be Superbad.
I know. I can't even
Superbad?
Think of any.
What's the other one? Tina!
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite? Those are so old.
Comedy. But those, I mean,
no,
early
pure
2000s?
Pure comedy.
Those might be the last ones.
I know. Let me just Google real quick.
Okay.
Now I'm curious.
Because I can't really
like
think.
Like Bridesmaids?
Comedy.
Comedy.
But also Bridesmaids isn't dumb comedy. Like Bridesmaids is still like a good ass story.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I feel like dumb comedy, like the last dumb one might be Dumb and Dumber.
Okay. Comedy movie picks. Anyone But You popped up. And that's that new movie with Sydney Sweeney and
it's not funny.
That other hot guy.
He's hot, but he looks like he has, I don't know. He just like looks like he has bad breath.
Mean Girls. Okay. But that's like the newer one.
No.
That's not. But
no.
You can't count that. I've never even heard of any of these movies, Ashley. I've never heard of any of these. Well, oh, No Hard Feelings. But that's like a rom-com.
I don't even know what that is.
The one with, you didn't watch it, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I could see them
Wonka,
saying, like...
that's not comedy.
No, see, like, that's...
Yeah. Saltburn? That popped up. That's
no,
not comedy.
No. Saltburn is not a comedy. It's freaky. Freaky.
None of these are... These are all rom-coms.
Yeah.
She's so right.
No, she is right. That's annoying. I, like, love that style of movie. Just, like...
Super Bad.
Yeah.
That's a...
So one that's of the last one.
Yeah. No, seriously.
That's the last one.
Okay, that's insane.
McLovin?
Why have we stopped making comedies? Because we're all depressed?
Muhammad? It's one of the most commonly used names in the English dictionary. Read a fucking book.
That movie's so funny.
It like, it, I, because in, when did that come out? When we were in.
I think 2007, it said.
So what were we in? High school, yeah? Or about to go into high school?
Yeah. 2007.
So we were, dude, I always get college in
junior
high school.
Year.
Junior year of high school.
Yeah.
That was so relatable.
So relatable.
Like, so fucking relatable because like we were all doing that,
yeah,
like just trying to get by day to day. Stupid things were important. It's so funny.
Why don't they make comedies anymore?
I don't know where are the comedians.
None of the
at?
Will Ferrell movies popped up on that list.
Like, what was the soccer movie that he did where he's the soccer coach? Like, have you ever seen that one? Because that one is so funny. He's like the soccer coach. His dad is like one of the greatest like youth soccer coaches of all time.
Yeah.
Like, they always win the city league title and shit. And then his son, like, he doesn't play his grandson, and so then Will Ferrell starts his own team and they're terrible.
No, I never seen that
but
movie.
Then he recruits the two boys from the pizza shop because they're like Mexican or like Puerto Rican or something, and they're hella good at soccer. And then they end up beating the dad, like, in the, like, it's like this, it's so fucking funny because it's like small town youth sports comedy.
Okay.
It's actually really, and it like brings him in and like, it always, one thing about Will Ferrell movies is they're always really funny, but then they always like circle back to like relationships or something. Like, it yeah. always does have like a deeper meaning, but it's like so funny.
You're so right. Like, relationships in general, because Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. And did you ever see Eurovision?
We watched that together.
Yeah.
Watch that with your other wife.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Are you handing this to me?
Yeah. Dumb, but also about relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
Eurovision was really good.
So Will Ferrell is the only person that makes comedy movies.
Why doesn't she team up with him?
Yeah, she should.
We have
Melissa McCartney.
Let's make that connection happen.
She did meet Melissa McCartney, she said, at the...
Ursula?
Yeah. I never saw that movie.
Me either. I would.
Yeah.
We need to get on the Disney Channel. We're just like... Or Disney Plus. We're like not at that stage yet where we have to live on Disney Plus.
No.
So I'm trying to like not yet.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like all my boyfriends, boy-friends, not boyfriends, always talk about how like all the series on there are so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Marvel series.
Yeah.
Oh, this series. Oh.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm not there yet, and I'm choosing to like keep my peace.
Yeah.
I'm choosing peace right now.
It's not for me. But shout out to Boys for this weekend.
Shout out to...
This isn't going
to
happen often, but shout out to Boys.
No, shout out to Men for this weekend. This might be the only time we ever do that, but shout out to men who have muscles.
Yeah, we needed you. And you came through.
They came through for us.
Yeah, no, seriously, we appreciate it.
No, so much.
None of them listen to the podcast.
Not a single one of them will hear this. And also, like, that's why we never shout out men.
No.
But... The way they just lifted that table with no issue.
Yeah, no, it was
like,
crazy.
Like, just squeezed it and lifted it. It was
and
crazy.
And our couches, like, you and I had to carry...
One box.
They could just pick it up so easily.
Kevin threw that over his shoulder like it was a fucking sack of potatoes.
Yeah. So shout out them.
Shout out men.
Yeah. Well...
What a lucky Monday for you guys.
How are you doing in general?
I'm doing good. Today, this week is pretty light. Yeah, I only work today and Saturday when we get back because we're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
And you guys know what that means. Good ass content is coming your way. I know that.
Yeah. Ashley and I've been getting questions. Where's your guys' clips again?
Oh, have you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we still have some, like, we've recorded some of our last podcasts. We honestly have not had time to clip them.
We just, like, don't have time to sit. I don't have time. You guys know I don't listen to this podcast. I'm not a listener.
Mm-mm.
I'm just the one who does it.
She never even still listened to the My Solo episode that I told her 20 times.
I've listened to one episode that we've ever done, and it was the first solo episode you did. I've never listened to another episode.
That's actually crazy.
And so I don't have time to sit and watch our podcast again. Like, I don't, and then clip it.
No.
Like, we just don't have time.
No.
That's another job.
It is.
People have editors for that.
I know. Well, and it's really hard too, because if we do have like 10 minutes on the couch at night or 20 minutes, sometimes it's just not what you want to do.
Of course not.
So, but sometimes we'll get to it.
We're trying.
Yeah, we honestly are trying.
Guys, we're recording this podcast at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like, we're really doing our best.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we should be working.
We literally don't tell my boss.
Mm-hmm. It just means I'll be working later.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
It means that I
can't clip clips.
No, I won't be home until 11. Yeah. And I'm still not going to get to any clips.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My life is so chaotic sometimes.
It's wild, but.
Yeah.
You know what else is wild? Hmm. And I know you've gotten a lot of feedback on this too. We bought an all white couch. And I think it's low key tea of the weekend. I showed up to my women's league game yesterday, and that was the first thing one of my teammates said. All white couch, huh?
Yeah, I got too many DMs.
Happy Sunday.
I got too many DMs.
It looked really white in that photo. And it did. And it is white. Like, it's not cream. It's not off white.
Uh-uh.
That shit's white. Like, paper white.
I will say, I found this couch, and there was black, beige, white.
Yeah.
I sent it to Ashley, and I said, I love this couch. Mm-hmm. The beige is still pretty crazy to get. But... Yeah. It was what the vibe we were going for, and mm-hmm. how big it was for the cost. Like, it was perfect. It's a huge couch.
No, it's huge. Like, it's huge.
It can fit like 30 people on it. So if anyone wants to come over and sleep and watch our not TV yet that we don't
have. Watch the wall. No, it's a great couch for the cost. Like, we did a bunch of research on couches, and by you. And they're like $5,000.
Oh, but the size, it could be anywhere from like 5 to 10.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I remember being younger, my mom was hyped because she finally got to get this like nice custom couch that fit our living room, and it was like over $10,000. I was like, where the fuck, why?
Yeah.
It's a couch.
So then I sent it to Ashley earlier in that week, and I said, we should get this. Or I said, thoughts, tell me I'm crazy. And you both loved it. And then knowing our schedules, that we always say this, okay, next time we're together, we'll look at mm-hmm. it together. Must have been a week where we just were working later.
We were also debating back and forth, like, should we really get a beige couch? Like, just we have dogs, like, you know, we're on our little kid journey. Like, we're like, is this going to be like,
is this crazy?
Should we fucking do this?
Yeah.
But it was like 72 hours. Like, it wasn't like a long period of time.
Yeah, I think it was 2 days later. Yeah. I looked again and all the beige and... The black was not sold out.
We weren't about the black.
The black
though.
Looked sick to me.
It just like was it the material of the couch. It didn't look good in black.
No.
It looked kind of cheap in black.
Yeah. But the.
Should we have gotten it? Yeah.
The beige was all sold out. And I said, there's only a couple left in white in our size we want. What do we think? And we did it. So, yeah, we know we're crazy. There will be immediate covers. Our dogs were not with us when we were taking those pictures, obviously.
No.
Or there would have been covers on. We actually bought covers already, but we need to buy more.
We just need like to really like the actually the couch is white, but it will be covered, so it will no longer be white.
You're never gonna see it being white.
No. Never ever again.
Yeah.
That's the only photo you'll ever see of it like that.
And also, it's just kind of the thing where it's like, we know we're gonna have to buy a new couch sometime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like again, we have dogs, we're trying to have kids, so like we tried to find a couch that was like cost effective, and this was the one we found. And so like, we're okay with it getting thrashed.
Yeah.
Like, we are really okay with that couch getting absolutely destroyed, because I would rather that couch get destroyed than like a $10,000 couch. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah, the couch was not $10,000.
Absolutely not.
So if we bought a $10,000 white couch, no one's sitting on it. Best believe.
Don't even fucking look at it.
No.
Because you're going to get it dirty with your eyes.
Don't. Like, no one's breathing on it. No one's going near it.
Don't put denim on it. That's what everybody started listing things yesterday of, like, not to do. Tanya was like, don't dye your hair and then sit on it. China was like, no black jeans. No, like, I was dying at the things
that
they were
saying.
True. I was like, don't breathe.
No, literally.
I was building
on the couch.
I was building it, and I had to flip it, like, a couple pieces on the side, and they would get, like, a piece of dirt on it, and I was like, it's already dirty.
Yeah. I don't care. Like, it's the most unbothered I've been, which is surprising.
It's just gonna, it's just, the couch is gonna serve its purpose.
Yeah, it is.
You know? But I just wanted to let you guys know that, like, we know it's crazy too.
Yeah. But we do have somewhere to sit now.
Finally. And we got some bar stools. I've been sitting on a camping chair.
You never took a picture of yourself.
I never took a picture. When I go back up there, I'll take a picture of how I did look and show you guys. I would put my laptop on the counter, and then I would, I cooked dinner and I put my laptop on the counter. I put my show on, usually Love is Blind, which we'll recap today. And then I would sit in my camping chair and just sit and stare at the counter in the kitchen.
That's
and
so
watch
funny.
TV.
And the counter was so much higher, right?
Yeah, like I was, my neck hurt from looking up. Yeah. So big moves this weekend.
Yeah, that really took it out of me.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
Well, I do have on our list that we met one of our neighbors.
Let's talk about him.
And he is a national treasure. And we're going to have so much future content the more we are there.
Save Carter at all costs.
Yeah. I was going to say his last name, but I don't need to do that.
We don't need to put him out there like that.
Yeah. Our little neighbor is an old man. And
it's a firsty lasty, though.
It's a firsty lasty.
Or lasty firsty.
And he came over to introduce himself and tell him the story when he asked for your name.
He didn't.
Oh, yeah. He didn't ask
for your
name.
He didn't ask for my name. So he came over and, you know, he was like, hi, I'm Carter. He was like, I live right over there next door. And he wasn't, I'm speaking in full sentences. He was speaking in phrases or even just one word.
One word.
Like the one word that he said a lot. Okay, let me just tell the story. So he was like, oh, I'm Carter. I live over there next door. My son lives with me, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, paused. I was like, oh, nice to meet you, Carter. Like, thanks for coming over. He was like, thanks for moving into this house. I hate vacant houses. And then like laughed. I was like, oh, like same. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, do you want my phone number?
Yeah.
Like just
said,
in case.
Sure.
And Aaron was like, okay. So she leaves to go get her phone. And I was like, well, this would be a great time to like tell him what my name is, I guess. So I was like, well, my name's Ashley. And he said, anyway. Like he kept saying anyway after everything I said.
It was his filler word.
No, and he would be like, I live next door with my son, anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, my name is Ashley, just like, just so you know. And he was just like, yeah, anyway. And then Erin came back and she was like, okay, and gave it to her. She was like, yeah, my name's Erin, anyway. It was just like, it's not registering. Like, I know that if we ever did call him on the phone on his landline.
Yeah. I didn't even say I'll text you.
No,
I didn't even say that.
Hell no. He doesn't have a cell phone. But I know that when we call his landline and we're like, hey, it's Ashley from next door, he's going to be like, wrong number, and hang up. Like, I know that he's going
to
say that.
No, I actually want to call him just to see like what he would
say.
We
need to do wellness checks. That's not even a question.
Well, at least his son lives with him.
Yeah.
But the anyway shook me.
I said, oh, my name's Ashley. Anyway.
You and I kept saying that 7,000 times that day.
That's my new phrase of the year. Like, if I'm disinterested in what you're saying, I will say anyway and move on.
I need to. That's what we said. We need to use that more in real life when you don't care.
Just anyway.
Yeah.
And we're on to the next topic.
Yeah. Anytime.
It was one of the most humbling things that's ever. Because, like, he did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
But it's not that he didn't care. It's just him.
No, that's just like. It's not like out of like
he's not rude.
He wasn't being disrespectful. He just like that.
He was just literally living his life. Yeah. I can't express that enough.
Yeah, and I also know that like he probably thinks that we're roommates.
Yeah, that's.
We
exactly
also talked about that. Like we both answered the door, and he was like, "Oh, they're either roommates or like."
Where's the dad?
The sister is helping the other sister move in, or like, where's your daddy? Yeah. Like, yeah, it wasn't like you guys are a married couple. No. You know what I mean? It wasn't that.
Well, it's never that.
It will never be that for him.
A lot of people, it's not that.
It's not. It's like you guys are sisters or like something. Roommates.
It is so embarrassing moving into a new house.
It's embarrassing.
Not because for being gay, just like it's embarrassing to move into a new house. But then it's always so funny when people are trying to. Oh, remember in our house in Vancouver, the people behind us, they never like knew what to say to us.
They would be like,
what would they say?
They started saying partner. The
didn't he I want to say like dad, friend, but he, though, sometimes?
They said friend a couple times, and I would stink. I would be like, oh yeah, my wife. Like that maybe is where it started, where I like started saying wife a lot, because I was like, no, I need to be really clear that like we're not just like partners in this home.
Yeah,
like house partners,
business partners.
We're married.
So are roommates partners then, do you think?
Yeah, that's how I'm gonna.
They're house partners.
That. They're house partners.
Yeah, honestly.
To Carter, we are house partners.
We should start telling people that relationship. We're house partners.
We're house partners. Period.
We are.
We are now.
We're house investors.
House investors.
Thus partners.
This is my business partner.
I technically am your business.
This is my
partner.
Real estate business partner.
That I am. Add we just happen to be married. We should start introducing.
No,
that.
Add it to my LinkedIn.
That's actually funny.
That's hilarious.
Next time you introduce me, say that.
This is my house partner.
This is my business. What did you say?
My real estate business partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like that. We also have a dog in our new neighborhood. I don't know his name, but he just roams the neighborhood. So I have named him Romeo.
Yeah.
Romeo?
Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo.
He's small.
I think we should post the video from the security camera of him running onto our front yard.
That's going to go.
That's fucking
We need
laughs.
More creative things. I have not been that creative for our Instagram.
You know what else?
I've had no brain space.
You know what
that.
Else will be on there is our conversation with Carter. I have to find him saying anyhow.
Oh my god,
no, that's definitely on there. I'll find that today.
Oh
that's
my god, I didn't even think about that.
Me either. Until
our
right
favorite
now.
Conversation was actually recorded.
Yeah. I will find that today. I pray to God it recorded for long enough to get that.
Maybe we should put an emoji over his face though.
Have to for his own sake, for his privacy.
Yeah.
No, but there's this dog, a little white dog, and. When you had gone up there by yourself, I think, to get the keys, you had like seen him running around.
I could post that. Yeah, the first video.
Yeah. No, we have a whole like thing of him.
I said, Ashley, Ashley.
Yeah, we were like, this is going to be a problem.
I thought he was lost first.
For sure. He does like, but it's his neighborhood.
It's his neighborhood.
He lives there.
He said, I'm the owner of this house.
He was like, I actually put a down payment in.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I paid the property taxes here.
He's been around the block.
Said, what are you two dykes doing here?
It's crazy because our house is kind of on a turn, yeah. And he'd be running in that blind
turn. It's a blind turn, and he just runs. Like, it's not a cul-de-sac because it's just a turnout, but, like, he just runs the circle.
Yeah.
But he was out and about yesterday and or 2 days ago, and he, like, we were going in and out from the moving truck, and he stopped in the middle of the road, and he just, like, looked at us and, like, huffed. Like, who are you guys?
Yeah.
And, like, get away.
Yeah.
But he roams. Like, I see him on our video camera all the time, like our front door thing, like roaming our front yard.
No, and the neighbors, his owners do not care. It's
they
so funny.
Do not care. It's like none of the neighbors care. He just roams.
He's going to have one problem. It's going to be one problem with our dog, and mm-hmm. then it's going
to. It's beef.
It's beef.
It's beef right away.
I hope he just runs away.
It's fucking beef Wellington in our cul-de-sac.
Yeah, our dogs don't let that shit go.
No, they hate each other already. Like, because. Our dogs don't really like dogs in the same neighborhood because they and we low-key always have little dogs in our neighborhood. And I feel like our dogs just don't mess with little tiny dogs sometimes. Like,
I
because
know.
Like I'm thinking about Stella and
yeah.
the little Chihuahuas
mm-hmm.
because they're low-key have like big dick energy, like they're security guards. And so they feel territorial.
Yeah.
And then our dogs feel territorial. Like it's like,
well, and their little Chihuahuas attacked our dogs a couple times.
No, like for sure. Stella's,
I don't get, I'm not like mad about it. They
Stella's
did like,
Stella's a bad bitch.
They did come out and attack our dogs and our dogs knew not to fight back. Cause they were like, you guys are tiny.
Webby was like, I will fucking slap you back upstairs.
Yeah. You're tiny.
You're the size of my shit this morning.
Which one of our dogs when they were little ran into our neighbor's house?
Webby. That was so embarrassing. This okay. Yeah. Webby like got out the front door and she was just like going, but like I don't
this
know.
She was a puppy.
She was a puppy and so we were just like letting them run in the front yard. Like it's like not a big deal. And then one of our neighbors had their front door open because they were unloading groceries and she fucking took off into their house.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we had really like introduced ourselves to the neighbors yet like that. Like we knew them, but like
not that house.
We weren't like friends with them, you know?
Not that house, yeah.
And she ran inside of there and I didn't even hesitate. I ran right inside after her. Not even knowing the neighbor's name, just ran straight into their house.
That's crazy.
Which is regret. And picked her up and I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Freaking out. And I ran outside and she was like, no, I'm sorry. The house is a mess. And I was like, shit. Like, this is so awkward for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Romeo. He's going to run into our house.
Well, that's what I was saying. He's probably ran in our backyard.
For sure, because the back gate wasn't closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's definitely... He has looked at our house more times than we have.
Yeah, he has.
That's his circle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I will say, because we've lived in a condo in the city for a little bit of time now, I forget how... We know our neighbor's business, but not mm-hmm. really, because we live by so many people. Like, it's more of a city, right? And but in a neighborhood, you really do be staring at your neighbors. And I remember when we used to live in a neighborhood in Vancouver, and we would say, you just like come home and be like, oh my gosh, they bought that.
Or yeah.
You just start talking about your neighbors.
Of course. Because like those are the people you see every day. Like, I know that the neighbors across the street, I was like, she gets up so early for work. Like, she was leaving when I was making coffee one morning.
Yeah.
And then we found out they own their own coffee company. So like, of course she's getting up early.
I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah. There's just he was cute when he drove by.
So cute. Yeah.
We just live by some older people, which like I'm obsessed with. I love that vibe.
It's so quiet.
Like, let's be quiet. Let's have peace.
There's nothing.
Let's just have peace.
It is very peaceful.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway.
Anyway. So humbling. Hi, my name is Ashley. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what else we were saying this weekend too?
Isn't it funny?
Isn't it? Yeah. Shout out Lee. You got us saying another word all day Saturday.
I'll never stop.
She sent us this text telling us a story and said, isn't it? And she spelled it I-N-N-I-T.
And I actually didn't know what word she was saying.
No, because she put it in quotes and it wasn't the best context. I'll just say that.
I have to hear it.
Yeah. And
because this is how I would spell it. I-D-I-N-I-T. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I-N-N-I-T is in it to me. Like, that's how I read
mind,
it.
It was in it, yeah.
Not it in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. to be like a stickler on spelling, but this is an educational podcast.
Since she calls us out for words all the time.
Yeah, eat a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
Blech.
So we kept saying, in it, all day.
No, the whole drive home. That's all we were. I said it in my game yesterday.
That's so funny.
Hit a shot and I said, crazy shot, isn't it? Stupid. Like, give it a rest.
And then I keep singing the Delicate song from Taylor Swift. And she really says, isn't it? And
yeah,
I keep saying, isn't it?
Yeah. No, isn't it funny?
I hope people know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Go listen to that song. Here, I'll actually tell you the exact time you could go to that song and you'll know.
Yeah.
Go to 1 minute and 23 seconds in.
And try not to say, isn't it?
Delicate is the song. Okay.
So good.
Is it cool that I said all that? Yeah. Okay. Another thing. Another random thing off the bat I want to talk about. How you said, where did we hear this from?
Go ahead.
I knew you were going to say that.
I have to call you out on these things.
30 to 50% have an inner dialogue, like monologue in their voice.
What's the difference between a dialogue and a monologue?
Dia, two people, mono, one.
Obsessed. So it's monologue.
Yeah.
So education first.
30 to 50% have that.
Mm-hmm. Have an inner monologue.
Yeah.
That means.
So the other
50 to 70% of people don't.
Are weird.
No.
I'm sorry. You're weird.
No, write in if you don't have an inner monologue, because I'm like tripping over
what
that.
What do you mean?
The
you
only
don't talk
person
to
I talk to all day is me.
Me.
I'd be having the craziest conversations with myself.
And even just singing, making lists, talking shit to myself.
Fight, winning battles.
Yeah.
Like winning
encouraging,
arguments.
Encouraging, motivating me to get up. Like, bitch, you got this. Get the fuck up.
Or humbling myself.
Yeah.
Or anyway.
Like, stop eating.
You have to do it.
Put the shit down.
You don't need to eat the whole bag of Cinnamon Toast popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I will, but you didn't need to.
So if you don't have an inner monologue, what do you do?
Write in, because I was
write in. Please write in.
I was talking to even just some of my clients about that, and they were like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean they don't have an inner monologue? And I was like, I don't know either.
Have you met anyone who doesn't yet?
No.
I actually have to start asking every person I meet.
I've been asking people because, like, I have to know. Like, I need to meet someone who doesn't and be like, okay, so what goes on in your head all day then?
So when you're by yourself, what are you doing?
I'm literally talking to myself all fucking day.
Yeah, it would be nice to not sometimes.
No, yeah, for sure. Sometimes that's why you'll be like, oh, are you all talked out? And I'm like, yeah, from talking to myself.
Yeah, or I understand why people then, I'm not encouraging people to drink, but sometimes, like when I have a drink, sometimes my voice finally quiets. Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
And I'm not saying that's good.
It's not.
I'm not saying that.
We're not encouraging
that. Or when people smoke, probably they feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. We're not encouraging it, but we get it.
Or maybe, like for me, sometimes working out quiets it. Mm. When you get into like a deeper workout, yoga sometimes. That's why I know I'm really into the yoga when my brain actually quiets. It doesn't happen all the time. Does not happen all the time.
Yeah, you're a freak if you don't have an inner monologue, but also like, I want to hear from you. This is a safe space.
I seriously feel like if I'm not in a deep sleep, I'm like, my thoughts are going all night too, or I'll be singing all night.
While you were just saying that, I had a conversation with myself. Just think about that. I was like, this coffee's lukewarm. Like, think, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm always talking to myself.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine if you had to say what you were actually thinking.
No.
Isn't that a movie?
I don't know. Is it?
What Women Want.
Oh, yes. With Mel Gibson. That actually is a great movie.
Isn't that the inner, in it?
He can hit, in it.
In it, the inner monologue?
In it. It's when, anyhow. It's when he can hear the inner monologue of what every woman is thinking.
It's anyway.
What?
Didn't he say anyway?
What did I say?
Anyhow.
I think it could be either. Isn't it?
Wait, was it anyhow?
Now I don't know. I'll have to find the footage.
Yeah, no, it was anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he goes, anyway. Sorry.
Yeah, he can hear. God, like, shut up. Fuck. We've been talking about that a lot lately. Erin stays cutting me off. Like, I'll be telling her a story and she'll be like, yeah, and then, and I'm just like, that chunk of what I was saying has nothing to do with what I was actually going to tell you about.
Yeah, yeah. No, I realized that I just interject because you'll say something like, oh, yeah, and then they did this and it really bothered me, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, wait, why did they do that? Or didn't they already know? You know, I think it's like adding more to the conversation.
You'll bring up how it relates to you.
Not to me necessarily,
sometimes.
Sometimes me, but sometimes not at all. And I used to think it, like, I started doing it as a joke, and now I realize I thought it was like a funny interjection, you know? And now I'm realizing, oh, I'm just like doing it. I'm doing it now. Like,
no,
it's ironic at all.
No, she'll do it, and I just like stop talking and just like stare at her.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I just did it.
Yeah, and I'm like, do you want me to finish?
And I
was
going to
say, I'm like, okay.
Because I used to just say something and then you would just keep talking. Yeah. And now you're like stopping and I'm realizing now, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I don't interject, I won't. I'll forget.
I know. You just got to.
Which is probably fine.
You have to get it out. But it is like, you just interrupted my whole story.
I know.
But.
Isn't it crazy?
Isn't it a shame? Yeah, what women want. He can hear the what women think. Which is like too much power for anyone.
Oh, he can hear what women think?
Yep, only women.
Oh, so I like thought that he had to say, maybe I'm thinking more liar, liar.
He can't tell a lie in that movie. That has nothing to do with hearing people's thoughts.
No, but it's kind of like he can't hold things in.
He just can't lie. He could hold it in. He just can't lie.
But he lies a lot, so thus he can't hold it in.
Because he's a liar, liar. Pants on fire.
Yeah.
Hanging from a telephone wire.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of that banger, but.
I think that's it.
No, I swear it's like light him on fire or something. Like, it's crazy. Like, no, like, it's insane. It's crazy. It all depends on where you grew up. Like, Willie and I were talking about that with knockout. Like, in California, we called it knockout, and you were allowed to knock the balls around. Like, pause. You were allowed to knock the basketballs out of the basket, or like knock their shot away and like send that shit to Saturn. Like, you were allowed to do whatever you wanted. It kept you humble.
Yeah.
I moved to the Northwest and they called it bump. And then you weren't allowed to knock the balls anymore. It was like more of a friendly game. And Willie was like, where I grew up, we called it lightning. And like, sometimes you could and sometimes you couldn't. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I've never heard of lightning. And then our content guy was like, we used to call it lightning.
I never heard that.
And I was like, this is fucking crazy. Like, it really depends on where you grew up and like what the adults around you were letting you do.
Yeah.
Because like I never knew that there was even a variation of that game where you weren't allowed to bump the basketball until I moved here. I would get in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
Because to me, that was just a part of the game. Mm-hmm. That's strategy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to throw this ball off the backboard if I think there's any chance that the person behind me is going to make their shot so that I can get my rebound and put a layup in really quick. That's strategy.
It is strategy. teaches you how to make layups too.
For sure.
Or you just make it.
Or you just make your shot.
You know what is annoying? When you shoot the first shot and the person behind you throws it hard, yeah, and then it bounces your ball out.
Well, I have a rule that this is how I grew up playing too, is that at the beginning of the game, first person can't get out. Mm. Because it's hard to be the very first person in that game. You have to make your shot or you're probably going to get out. Because they already have the basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So my rule is first person can't get out. That's that's how I always grew up playing.
So you allow bumps or no?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We didn't yesterday because just some of the kids weren't ready for that.
Well, especially if you're, because I feel, I'm thinking about recess, or I used to play my basketball outside. I lived on a hill.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
if we played bump, we would, there were so many times I had to run all the way down my hill.
No, it really teaches you either one, it teaches you like, don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, it teaches you, like, if you really want to do this, you're going to have to work for it.
Yeah, and, like, I was a phenomenal free throw shooter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I really do accredit it to bump.
Yeah, same, because it's pressure.
I could still make probably 90 out of 100 free throws right now.
I would bet that.
I seriously bet that for myself.
I think the only thing that would hold me back is just endurance. My shoulder would get tired.
I know that 100 is a lot.
100's a lot of shots.
I'd probably get fatigued around 30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of shots. But, yeah. It's funny how like that all like soda.
Isn't it crazy?
No, isn't it crazy that people in the Northwest call it pop? It's soda.
Yeah, it is. If you grew up in California, it's soda.
And in New Jersey, it's soder.
Soder.
A nice diet soder.
Soder. And if you don't have an inner monologue, you are a freak.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm sorry. Like, I know that's rude to say, but like.
Isn't it crazy that they're not talking to themselves ever?
Why are you not talking?
Like, you don't want to talk to yourself?
It's not a learned thing either.
You don't want to talk to yourself, but you think other people want to talk to you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, unless it's some kind of, I just want to preface, unless there's some kind of learning disability where you can't do that,
okay,
that's
okay.
A difference.
Well, like, you guys know that that's different.
I'm saying if there's a person, okay, I'm just going to stop.
Anyhow.
I think it's anyway.
I think it is too. Anyhow didn't feel right.
Okay, I have a couple write-ins that I just want to get, and I think it ties into this.
Okay. Okay.
What do you both think is really going on with Kate Middleton? I need to know.
Well, I woke up this morning and I saw that she had a lovely weekend in Wales or something, but there's no photos of it. And so I just don't. Okay. Honestly, I think Kate Middleton is either really like sick of his bullshit. And so she's like, I'm going to wait until the king dies because I want to be queen, and then I'll come home and deal with your bullshit because I will be the queen. But like, I'm not doing this. Like, you're out here sleeping around, having affairs. You're balding, bitch. You bald ass hoe. Like, I was looking at old pictures of him. People are doing like the side by sides of what he used to look like. Mm-hmm. He was such a heartthrob.
Yeah,
he had hair and he was cute.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, no, he was like really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, again, like, I'm not harassed, but he doesn't have any hair. And like, Kate's a smoke show.
Okay, here's my thing. So there's no.
Or she's dead. Sorry.
There's no photos of her leaving the hotel.
Right.
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 Why?
I just like, it's crazy to me that her people don't know where she is. Like, that's insane.
No one knows where she is or her kids. You're telling me no one can find her?
And just like the royal family, like they went out as a family and watched their kids play sports and we didn't get in, like not a single
person.
There
wasn't drones.
Not a single person got a photo of it, even on a crusty flip phone. Like, not a single fucking person got it.
No one?
No, the royal family ain't ready for American
TikTok.
Like, y'all ain't ready for that shit.
Because
do you think it's a conspiracy theory that the royal family is trying to get TikTok shut down so that we can't investigate the royal family killing off Kate Middleton?
No. That's
too far.
Already like it.
We took it too far.
That was the TikTok ban has been going on before that.
If this was
first time we'd heard about it, I'd be like,
I don't know.
That's a conspiracy theory. I could think
they have a lot of power.
Yeah, but no, this started like 4 years ago.
Can't stand it.
Okay, also, the whole thing, I wouldn't have really even thought more about this, but because they've put out two possible edited photos,
two for sure. They're both edited
photos
sure.
of Kate when they could have just put out something like nothing.
They didn't even they didn't have to put anything out.
They didn't even have to put out a photo.
The tweet that she put out saying that she edited the photo, it just gave like
that's crazy, Ashley.
It gave she's a hostage and William wrote it. Like it just like or like a staffer. Like
yeah,
she didn't write that.
No.
Why would she would she apologize for that? Why would she edit the photo? Like
no,
that, she didn't do that.
The memes all about her have been sending me.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have some I would love to read.
Go ahead.
Because
no, it's not okay.
It's actually not okay.
Like we're not gonna get to Love is Blind.
Oh my god, we need to actually get going. Oh my like, god. Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay, hold on. This is my favorite one. Imagine they bring Kate out to prove she's fine, but then they cut into her and it turns out she's actually Cake Middleton. You know, like is it cake or is it real?
No, like she might be Cake Middleton. That's laughs.
Kate Middleton, shaking hands, Boeing planes, not working for some reason.
I feel bad. I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
That's like really all I'm thinking about is like, I just hope she's okay.
Are we seriously supposed to believe that Kate Middleton was Adobe Creative Cloud subscription or has Adobe Creative Cloud subscription?
No, that is so true. Mine just fucking renewed last week and that's crazy to think like she's not on Adobe.
Yeah. The Kate Middleton drama is perfect for those of us who like to sound insane to their coworkers in meetings today.
Yep.
Kate Middleton disappeared to get a degree in graphic design and she was excited to show us what she's been learning. The reason we're all so obsessed with finding Kate Middleton is because we grew up with Super Mario Brothers and we're literally trained to save the princess.
And we will. We will come to her rescue.
Yeah. So in that question response, I don't know.
She could
be dead or yeah. She could just be really something with this affair. Alleged.
I hope that she's just legitimately like, I'm not going to be by your side right now because you're just a troll sleeping around. And like, we've been through too much together.
I know. And are those affair rumors actually true?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Don't take anything I'm saying as fact.
I know.
But I don't know. I just like, don't do that to Kate.
We're supposed to see her on Easter.
Yeah, but.
So.
Cake or Kate?
Cake or Kate?
Wax.
Okay. Let's get into Love is Blind then.
Okay. We watched the reunion.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like run through my thoughts and then you can run through your thoughts as well. Okay. Or do you have things written down?
I'll probably interject.
Typical. One.
Isn't it
crazy? Okay. I feel like Chelsea, Jimmy, and Jess are like the couples, the throuple that comes to my mind first.
Okay.
I don't. Like, Jess is just, she and Jimmy would have never worked out.
No.
And I know that she's been saying that, but, like, and Jimmy's a liar. Like, that was proven on the thing. They talked for, like, 2.5 hours. They left over an hour and a half after to take a break. Like, crazy he said 10 minutes. Like, that's fucking insane.
I love how she called him out.
And I love that they had the timestamp. Like, obsessed with that about Netflix.
Yeah.
I feel like he said this, too. I just wish he would have ended it with Chelsea earlier, like he planned on, because he kind of just, like, then drug it out a little bit longer and he just shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that he was trying to give this perception of himself that wasn't true. Like it's okay that you like go out and stuff. You guys are young and single. So like,
yeah.
I think it's annoying that everybody was kind of giving him a hard time. Like he was going out and doing all these things. It's like, I hear you, but he also was gone for a month,
yeah.
Came home to where he lives. Hadn't seen friends, hadn't seen people. Like he was single before he left. He's engaged now, which is like a change that shouldn't happen in 3 weeks.
Also, it doesn't mean you can't see your friends.
Yeah, it was just like it. I don't know. That show just seems impossible. Like I couldn't imagine being a single guy. And then all of a sudden I'm engaged and I'm expected to just stay home all the time.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't work for everyone.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So that drama, I just like feel like that all worked out for the best. Like
I think they're actually together.
I do too.
Chelsea and...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're, like, actually together. I know that they were at the restaurant together. I know that they were eating together and they were at a wedding. But, like, I just don't... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think... I hope that Chelsea isn't as insecure in real life as she was depicted on the show. And a lot of the women were saying that. Like, we don't even recognize this girl on TV because she's such a strong woman. She's so independent. Like, all these things. I hope that is true.
Okay. What... I thought the reunion was really good overall.
I agree.
It was just, I love how they had the old couples come back.
And a live audience. I liked that.
A live audience.
They gave Bachelor.
There were nerd...
There
were nerd technical issues.
That was crazy last year.
And also, you know, but my one qualm is that they didn't definitively ask these couples, yeah, are you guys together or not?
Yeah. They are like, what's the deal? Like, that's all we all want to know is like, after this whole time in this big period, like the show, it's been a year since they finished recording, like all these things, like, are you together or are you with maybe somebody else? Like, what's your situation?
Yeah, what's your, because they answered seriously every other question that we all had.
Yeah, like, I want to know.
I just wanted to know that. I felt so.
Are Clay and AD like fucking with each other or not?
Yeah, are you guys even talking?
Yeah. And I just want to know.
I know she said no comment about dating again,
which is annoying too.
And it's just, okay, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like you have to give us closure or not. I don't know.
For the fans, give the fans closure.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Who else was, I felt so bad for Trevor.
Okay.
I like act like I know what he did was wrong and like I'm not here, like I'm not on his side.
Yeah.
I just felt bad because it's like the internet now is so mean. So I can only imagine like just, he's probably going through it.
Well, on the Toast podcast, they were talking about how usually hosts stay like third party.
Yeah.
You know.
Not on this show.
On this show, they really go in and like take sides.
Yeah.
And it, when they brought Trevor out, I could not watch. I felt so awkward. I felt so embarrassed for him. And I know he was doing like bad Instagrams and, you know, saying he was like this.
He was being villain. Shitty. He was being shitty.
Yeah. And he shouldn't have done that. But it's such a weird thing to go so hard on somebody.
They asked him to leave the stage. Like Nick was like, and you can leave. I know he asked to leave, but then Nick was like, and yeah, you can leave.
It was so
like, it just,
they acted like he killed somebody.
Yeah, I know. That's like they just like took it a little too far.
It was
like
a little too
far. He's still just like a person and like, he's not trained for this. Like
they're
not celebrities or TV stars, like they're normal people, and I know it does feel like he did sign up for the show to just like be on TV, which I know they framed the question like, did you do this to further your career, and he's like, what career, which like totally
so funny.
He like doesn't like,
so funny,
but like maybe the question was framed wrong, like maybe he didn't go on there to further his career, but he definitely went on there just to be on TV.
Most people, if they're if they were had the option to be on TV and then know, ooh, I could get like become influencer or like get money from this.
Yeah.
People do that. The reason why.
Clay shouldn't have technically gone on the show. He wasn't ready to be married and he like knew what the show was.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't ready to be married. He just went on it with an open mind and like.
Isn't it a weird conversation though? Because then people who do go on it and they don't have social media or any of these things, it's then a conversation of, well, why are they going on TV if they don't watch any of this anyway?
Yeah.
Right? It's because you want people to watch, but you're telling them they can't be using this to get rich and famous.
Well, it's like on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, when people are like, well, yeah, of course I watch it. So like, I know how this entire process works.
You can't find people that don't watch it.
Yeah. And
nowadays,
people get upset about that. Like, well, they know how the process works and they watch the show. And so this and that. And it's like, but wouldn't they be fucking weird if they didn't watch the show? Kind of like
Right.
It's weird. Like everybody's watching the show.
We've progressed past that.
Yeah. I like that they did ask like, what's your social media following? Like that was a little bit more relevant this season.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to like put these people on a pedestal of like asking them like with Trevor, like, I don't know. That guy just like doesn't seem like super smart.
He should have made it more clear about what happened when he got home with the girl.
Yeah.
Too.
It was sketchy. I mean, it was sketchy. I feel like, because he didn't end up in a relationship on the show, he was just trying to backpedal.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, obviously that girl and him are toxic as fuck. She's putting your text messages on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't trust you ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never trusting you if you put shit that we talked about in private on the internet. Ever.
That's crazy.
Or just like, if you talk about it with somebody else, I'm good.
It sounds like they both want to get.
You guys both. Well, I mean, just the content that they be pushing out themselves is like cringe to me, too.
It's all just. Yeah, I thought he was. And then Jeremy and Sarah Ann, they went pretty hard on, too.
Yeah. And that situation is interesting because like Jeremy. He's like, dude, get lost. He's just like gives me like the ick. I don't know why. I know. He just is like one of those guys where I'm just like, shut up.
He just seems, I can't even think of a better word, but just kind of annoying.
Yeah, like, he just like, he's just annoying.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it.
Annoying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian shirt, just like, I know that that was like the thing, and like, it's just like, ew. I can't. No, just everything about him like kind of bothers me.
That's not a thing.
It's just not.
Have another thing.
It just like bugs the shit out of me.
Hawaiian shirts?
It's stupid. And no socks. Like with dress shoes. Just get lost, bro. Get lost. I don't think like him and Sarah, like good. It's the same situation to me as when the couple last year, they broke up and now they're having a baby.
Bliss
and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same type of thing. Obviously, yeah. Like they didn't go about it in the same way. But I am also on the side that like I don't think Sarah Ann's message was terrible.
Mm-mm.
It's just like.
No, they really came too hard on her.
I just feel like because of the show, like the circumstances, like it's a TV show. You know that not everyone that pairs up, like they're technically in two relationships. And so it's like once you've been around somebody and you've lived with them and all these things, it's like I'm just letting you know that I'm still down to like date if that doesn't work out. Yeah. I don't think she went about it in the best way, but I also like don't think she should have been crucified for it.
Wait, okay. But also when people were roasting her like you're not a girl's girl, you're not friend. No offense, but you're not friends with those girls.
We're not friends.
We just met.
Yeah.
So I don't really owe you anything.
Yeah, yes.
If you were my friend. Completely different situation.
At that point in where they were at with recording, they really only knew each other for a month. I understand if a whole year later, let's say Jeremy and Laura were dating that whole time. Like they actually, and then all of a sudden they broke up. Like whatever. That's like a good amount of time. Like the cast obviously gets close over the year or year and a half that they're filming. But at that point, you all only knew each other for 3 or 4 weeks. And you don't even really know each other. It's just a different circumstance than like, if one of our friends broke up with somebody and our other friend tried to date that person, like it's just different.
Yeah, it's or different like message.
It's just fucking different. I don't think them being petty and doing shit on the jet skis at the lake house was like that was
they could have handled it.
That was just petty.
And like him, he didn't need to go in the middle of the night to see this girl.
No, he. But I'm saying again, like he's sick.
It doesn't like the girl's girl thing. I think didn't really apply in that situation.
I agree too. I do think people went a little hard on her too. Like they're still together, and they were like, we know we've had our ups and downs. Like that's normal.
Yeah.
I hate when people are like, oh, trouble in paradise. They've been dating for like a year. They live together. They're just like trying to have a relationship.
Yeah, that's
mind your fucking business.
It's normal.
Mind your business.
Okay, well, we need to wrap up soon. Any other thoughts on Love is Blind?
I honestly am just like, Kwame and Chelsea, I wish them nothing but the best. And like, I don't know why. I just like, I really fuck with them because Netflix gave them an edit where we never thought that they were both going to say yes. And here they are.
They really do love each other.
And she works for Netflix now. Like, it just really is a full circle thing. And I'm into that.
And they said 9 of the 11 couples that are married are still together. Which is pretty good.
No, like, Love is Blind has better odds than working out than any bachelor's. Like,
yeah.
I fuck with it.
I think it's,
Love stories, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, can I get into my tea?
Yeah.
For the week? Couple from Kentucky gets married in gas station bathroom.
No.
Aaron, Kentucky.
Where the fuck do you find these stories, dude? Like, that is, like.
There's pictures.
Why, Aaron? The balloons don't make it better. It makes it look worse.
A Kentucky couple made headlines when they decided to tie the knot in a rather unconventional location. I don't know what this means. A servo toilet at Hop Shops, where the bathroom doubles as a disco dance floor.
What?
Tiana, who works at the store, proposed the idea to her fiance, Logan, who was initially surprised but supportive. The ceremony took place in the bathroom with guests watching from outside, followed by reception in the store.
What? In the Hop Shop?
And the reason why I brought this story to light is I have to read the comments and I have to go fast. Is that where they met? Love was definitely not in the air. That's a shitty idea. Speak now or forever hold your peas. Somebody inside the stall taking a shit and wondering what the hell is going on.
No.
You may now wash your hands.
The only bathroom I'm ever getting married in, if that was what I had to do, like a gas station, is a Buc-ee's. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. And that's okay. But just like, look up Buc-ee's.
It's just, it's an affordable venue.
No, I'm not mad. Like, do what you got to do. Like, weddings are way too expensive.
But why can't you just go outside?
But, like, just get married outside of the thing. You don't have to get married in the shitter.
I think it's crazy. It actually could be really dope to have it inside the store, like a dance later in the night. Yeah. Like, that could be really
unlimited,
fun.
Unlimited snacks.
And, like, that drinks? Could be fun. Yeah. Yeah. But inside the bathroom is different.
They just took it too far with that. They took it too far with that.
Yeah.
My tea for the week is that it's March Madness. And, like, the only tea I really have is that Iowa, LSU, and UCLA are in the same bracket.
We got a lot of questions about March Madness.
Well.
So we can't get to that, though.
We're not going to be able to get to it, but. It's just like, I'm excited for the women's tournament. I don't even really care about the men's tournament. That's,
I don't either.
That's my tea.
Yeah. Okay.
Period. What's your trait?
My toxic trait is that when I am done doing something, I'm done. For example, yeah. I have an example.
Yeah.
We were building furniture mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I hit my wall and it could be mid screwing in
no,
a screw.
Shit pisses
I was like,
me
I'm
off.
Done.
This pisses me off.
Then that's it.
She was like, we should probably leave. I was like, we have one more piece of the couch to build.
I was like, don't care.
No. She did this
anyway.
No, she did this one year when I was building an entertainment center and we were like five screws away from being done. And she just literally just left and went to bed. And I ended up dropping the entertainment center on my leg. Like, I don't know how we're still together. Like, it's crazy.
I said, Ashley, we're so no, because you and I were both fighting over yeah. it. And I said, OK, we're really tired. Let's just finish it tomorrow. It's not a big deal. Like, leave it there. We'll finish it tomorrow. And of course, you're like, no. I had to finish. So I said, I'm not helping then. I told you we're too tired. I'm going to finish it tomorrow. So I am not helping you. Mm-hmm. So when you dropped it on yourself, I said, I don't feel bad.
No.
Honestly, I don't feel bad.
You didn't. You didn't care.
I said, I'm not going to say you deserved it, but I didn't feel bad.
No.
That's all.
It was fucked up. My toxic trait is that I always have to make a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I always have to make a joke. I always have to be funny. And like, I have to stop because now that I am corporate and I'm in those meetings, it's just like, I don't have to anymore. Like I I need to stop trying to make jokes in these meetings because like, I don't have to be funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I overcompensate because people think I'm so serious that if I make a joke, people are gonna be like, oh, she's relatable.
Yeah.
But also it's just like not the time and place.
Yeah. But sometimes you do need it.
I know. I need to just find a healthy balance because I don't always have to make
it. You don't need to be Steve Carell.
No, we're not. Like, I'm out there literally doing bits during my meetings.
Yeah.
And I have to stop.
Yeah, I know.
Like, people are just trying to get from meeting to meeting. And I'm like, I just want to have a comedy show.
I agree.
So
I actually agree.
I learned that about myself this week in some of my trainings.
Oh, shoot. I had so many different toxic traits to read. This episode's just fast. Sorry. We really had to squeeze in because we wanted to get one in because we're going to be gone all week.
Yeah.
So we'll go over the toxic traits next.
Yeah.
Next thing.
Of course. We always have more.
Yeah.
We always have more. Anyway.
That's the sign off now.
That's the sign off now. Anyway.
Okay. Write us at toxictpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, even though we will get back to posting more. But our stories are funny
as hell.
Stop
making excuses. Like, we do fine on social media. It's a fucking hobby.
It's a hobby.
Like, she's always trying to make sure that, like, you guys don't, like, crucify us. Like, dude.
Our stories are funny.
Yeah, like, we're fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye.